Okay. Just make yourself comfortable in any way that you need to. And it's a good idea to make certain that you won't be disturbed for the next half hour or so. So if you need to switch off phones and so on, you might want to do exactly that before we continue. Good. Just take a slow, deep breath now and let your body relax as much as you wish as you breathe out. That's good. You can keep your eyes open if you want to, that's fine. Though some people find that they concentrate far more easily with their eyes closed. And I'm going to ask you to direct your thoughts to different parts of your body. Maybe to the very tip of the little finger on your right hand, for instance. And I wonder if you'll be able to concentrate all your thoughts to whatever part I mention. Or if you'll decide to give only a part of your thoughts to that part. Or maybe you'll decide to always think about a different part altogether to whatever I'm saying. But then, of course, you'll have had to think about the part I mention. That tip of the little finger on your right hand, for instance. In order to know that you're going to think about another part instead. And that's okay. Because it means you'll be able to use that powerful mind of yours to think in exactly the way you want to think. Whether it's to concentrate on the part I talk about, or on a totally different part. And it might be that you'll be able to tune your mind into mine, so that you can guess the part I'm going to talk about next, or perhaps the part I'm not going to mention next. And then it might feel, if you thought the same thing, as if you were already thinking about the part I mentioned, or didn't mention. And you could wonder whether you had read my thoughts, or I had read yours. Or if maybe we had just both thought the same thing at the same time, through nothing more than coincidence. Or if it was because of some mysterious connection to a great pool of unconscious knowledge. As you begin to be able to focus your mind in that special way, that special way that the strongest and most focused of minds can do so well, so certainly, as they discover and tap into the state of concentrated focus, so that it might seem to you that you can anticipate every word I say, and either think the same thing in a kind of harmony, or think a different thought, your own thought, that allows you to become even more focused, as my voice perhaps just fades into the background. And thinking about the top of your head now, wondering if you can be aware with the super awareness that comes with that special state of concentrated focus, of every single little hair follicle, every single square millimeter of your scalp, or perhaps thinking of your feet, both feet at the same instant. But of course, you may not have heard any of this, because you might have been thinking of your left ear instead, or the bridge of your nose, or perhaps the sensation may be a faint tingling sensation in your fingers and thumbs. Because as we think about a body part, so it's nearly impossible to not notice the sensations associated with that part. Or not associated with the part I mentioned, but with a totally different part. So that if you think about your hand, you might be aware of the way it rests in your lap. And if you think about your knees, you can notice the sensation at the back of your knees. A sensation you wouldn't easily be aware of in the normal way. and as you begin to wonder if you can sense what I'm going to say next, it might seem to you that your awareness of your entire body has intensified, so that it's as if you can think of every part of your body all at once, all at the same time, your head and your hands, your face and your shoulders, your feet, your knees, your left side, your right side, the top of your head, the middle of your back, the long muscles on either side of the spine, the short muscles around your heels and ankles, the sole of each foot, the arch of each foot. And it's an amazing thing that we can do, directing our thoughts to the body map that we hold in our mind and brain, where each tiny part of the body is mapped in minute detail. Every cell, every fiber, every pore. And it might even be that very same body map that the subconscious uses to check every minute part of the body thousands of times a second for every day of your life. But the conscious mind is slow and can really think of only one part at a time. So that until I finish this sentence, you may not have been aware of the sensation on the soles of your feet. But now that I've mentioned it, of course, you can be aware of that sensation. But in so doing, you've probably forgotten to think about the very tip of the little finger on your right hand. But now you're so beautifully focused, so sharply aware of your thoughts, that it's so easy for your subconscious mind to accept ideas and suggestions that are beneficial to you and to your well-being, so that these ideas and suggestions can really take root in that most powerful part of your mind, your subconscious, so that it can use those ideas and concepts to ensure your future success in everything you do, every task you undertake. And I wonder if you ever thought what a magical and powerful thing is your imagination, your own ability to create images in your own particular style. And other people may see those things differently, but what you create is absolutely perfect for you, however unusual they might be, however exciting or however unlikely you choose to make them. So you might imagine relaxing in a garden somewhere, relaxing in the sun in a garden, and having a dream in which you could fly. A dream in which you're following a bird somewhere, perhaps, a bird that is so agile that you can only just keep up with it, as it soars up to the heavens and swoops down in a rush, skimming the ground, twisting, turning, going faster and faster, then turning in a hair's breadth before soaring up into the heavens again, full of the joys of living. And you can feel it too, that joy of living, with the feeling of the air rushing past you, being able to see so clearly now for mile upon mile, and maybe following that bird as it heads off towards a distant seashore and beyond, swooping and gliding effortlessly on the breeze, catching the faint smell of salt as you swoop low over the water, hearing the gentle sound of a calm sea, a sea that is so blue and so tranquil, with just the merest hint of a wave here and there, merest hint of white as a fish glides just beneath the surface, and you can feel the warmth of the sun on your back as you glide on the air, just for the time being, without a single care in the world. And as a gentle, velvety dusk falls, There's a quietness and calmness that seems to fill every pore of your being. And you find yourself just floating and drifting onwards. And it begins to dawn on you that this bird is leading you to a very special place. A place where you've never been before. And there's a faint feeling of being on a sort of adventure. An adventure in which you're going to discover something new and immensely valuable. And as dawn breaks, you survey the most beautiful sunrise that you've ever seen. A glorious dazzle of light and colour, and a sense of a special day just about to start. And you can see a small dot on the horizon. A small dot that steadily becomes bigger as you approach it. Until you can see that it's a small island, green and hilly, with a sparkling waterfall tumbling noisily into the sea, glittering in the early morning sunshine. And you somehow know that this is the place you've been searching for. Searching for a long time. Even before you knew you were searching. You follow the magical bird to soar effortlessly over the waterfall and the green hill beyond. And catch your breath in surprise as you survey the vista in front of you. There are blue-grey crags and lush valleys stretching as far as the eye can see. And you soar and swoop amongst them for what seems like an age with a feeling of wonderment and joy. And then, suddenly, you realize that the bird has gone. Somehow, without you noticing, it had disappeared. But it doesn't seem to matter, because you can fly on your own now. And in that very moment of realization, you notice a faint golden glow that seems to be coming from one of the valleys. And you swoop down into it, skimming along just above the surface of the river that flows quietly and gently within its depths, basking in that golden light. It's not long before it seems to you that you're approaching a solid wall of rock, as though you've reached the very end of the valley. And yet, there's a distinct feeling that there's something more beyond. And even as that thought comes into your mind, you notice the smallest of fissures. And it's from here that the golden light emanates. In a trice, you turn yourself sideways and swoop between the narrow walls in the face of the rock, all at once finding yourself bathed in a golden light that's so intense that for a moment you can see nothing else. And time passes. And after a while, you gradually become aware that you've stopped flying. You're just somehow suspended motionless in front of a wise old man, an ancient, who radiates a feeling of peace and tranquility about him. You're aware of him smiling and extending his hands towards you. "I knew you were coming," he says. "I have a special gift for you. A wonderful gift that will allow you to find all that you seek." The ancient hands you a crystal, and you take it wonderingly. "How?" you begin, looking up towards him. But the old man has gone, along with the golden light and everything else that was there. And you realize you're just relaxing in the sun in a garden somewhere. Relaxing in the sun in a garden and dreaming a dream. But then you become aware of the crystal in your hand and gently clasp your fingers around it as you remember what the ancient told you. "I have a special gift for you, a wonderful gift that will allow you to find all that you seek." And as you just let your mind drift idly, be aware in any way you can that you have an amazingly powerful computerized decision maker in the very depths of your mind, to help you find all that you seek. Computers were made by man to perform complex calculations, and because they were made by man, they were programmed by man to behave electronically in the way that man thinks. But to do so without being clouded by emotion and everyday worries and cares. Pure logic. The subconscious is nothing more than a calculating engine, constantly assessing that which we assign to it for assessment. And when we allow it to, when we've trained it to, it produces an absolute ease of use. Just like driving a car, or writing our name, or performing some other task that's been automatically programmed, just like a computer. Pure logic. Cool logic. When somebody first learns a foreign language, it's necessary to think in the natural language first, then translate it into the second language. But after a while it steadily becomes easier, and eventually the translation is automatic, working at the speed of thought, even faster than the speed of conscious thought, so that even the very thoughts are in that second language, and the subconscious knows without conscious thought exactly the right language to work with, just like a computer. Pure logic. Cool logic. Perfect logic. And at this very moment, you're already programming your own subconscious computer to think with automatic precision in a special language. The language of stocks and shares, of option strategies and CFDs. The rhythmic language of patterns, symbols and signs, of charts and curves, analysis and trends, stochastics, averages, resistance, support, and every single one of all those other indicators that you know, which need that automatic understanding and automatic logical thought. Pure logic. Perfect logic. Cool logic. Automatic logic. Right at this very moment, these words are strengthening the ability of your subconscious computer to develop an automatic and subconscious grasp of probability, of understanding. And this process will take your breath away with its lightning speed, creating an effortless grasp of the effects and affects of one market force upon another. And this is a process that will steadily continue to gain in strength and power, moment by moment, day by day, as that subconscious computer automatically refines the program more and more. And of course, because you are human, you already know at a deep level how the human mind reacts to all sorts of things. And the market is nothing more than an exhibition of the way that the majority of human minds are working at any one time within the market, reacting to the prevailing conditions. And you're going to become gradually more aware of what that majority are going to do next, because this is something the human animal has been doing for millions of years. It's an ancient skill that our ancestors used, and which we still have today. A simple task for that powerful subconscious mind of yours. And as you listen to my voice now, allow images to fill your mind. Images that you know and understand. Images that you know are images of success, classic patterns of the past perhaps, or charts that show a perfectly timed bid. A market that soars like a bird the moment you take a position. Whatever you find yourself imagining is the right thing for you to imagine. Make it truly vivid in your mind, and in whatever way works best for you, so that your subconscious knows exactly what you're requesting, exactly what automatic language you want to inspire. And you'll know at once when the program is beginning to work at its best, because the more that your mind remembers of what you're listening to here, the more of it that's implanted so deeply into your thoughts that you can begin to be able to anticipate my next words. You'll know that your subconscious is beginning also to anticipate the movements in the markets that you study. Your subconscious can only communicate with you in one way, the language of instinctive response. And I want you, right at this moment, to decide where you might choose to feel that response. Maybe it'll be some place that you know already that you tend to feel positive response, maybe in the gut, perhaps a feeling in your hands, or a sudden lift of the spirits, or maybe a rise of the hairs at the back of your neck. Or perhaps you'll notice, at this very moment, some other sensation in your physical body, and that'll be a signal from your subconscious. A signal that your subconscious is already preparing to work automatically with the language of stocks and shares, of option strategies and CFDs, RSI, ADX, and all the other indices. The rhythmic language of patterns, symbols and signs, of charts and curves, analysis and trends, stochastics, averages, resistance, support. And every one of all the other indicators that you know, which need that automatic logical thought, pure logic, perfect logic, automatic logic. And you can test to see if you've interpreted the signal correctly. Just allow your mind to drift to a time when you got it right. A time when you got it right and you knew you got it right. When you made a decision or completed a task that you knew already was going to go your way. Just make that time truly vivid in your mind and see if you can find that same signal again. And when you find that same signal again like that, you can know that your subconscious is communicating with you in the only way that it can, by instinct. And you might feel that signal right at this very moment, or perhaps the next time you listen to the things I'm saying to you here, or maybe at some other time after that. I don't know when it'll be, but I do know that you will feel that signal soon. And later, when you're studying a chart or a pattern or some other market process as it unfolds minute by minute and step by step, that signal will be a sign that your subconscious has assessed all that you've observed, all that you've considered. It has worked with that language, the language of stocks and shares, of option strategies and CFDs, the rhythmic language of patterns and symbols and signs, of charts and curves, analysis and trends, averages, resistance and support. It's seen a pattern that works, a trend that's rising, a chance for gain, using the purity of the subconscious mind. Pure logic. Automatic logic. Cool logic. Perfect logic. And that signal will become stronger and more powerful day by day. Each time you hear and interact with this recording, that signal becomes stronger and more reliable as you continue to program your own subconscious computer to think with automatic precision in a special language, that special language of stocks and shares, option strategies and CFDs, patterns, symbols and signs, charts and curves, analysis and trends, stochastics, averages, resistance, support, and every one of all the other indicators that you know so well, which need that automatic understanding and automatic logical thought, that pure logic, perfect logic of the subconscious. Right at this very moment, these words are actually strengthening the ability of your subconscious computer to develop that automatic and subconscious grasp of probability, of understanding. And this process will take your breath away with its lightning speed, creating an effortless grasp of the effects and affects of one market force upon another. And this is a process that will steadily continue to gain in strength and power, moment by moment, day by day, as that subconscious computer automatically refines the program more and more. And of course, because you are human, you already know at a deep level how the human mind reacts to all sorts of things. and the market is nothing more than an exhibition of the way that the majority of human minds are working at any one time within the market, reacting to the prevailing conditions. And you're going to become steadily and gradually aware of what that majority are going to do next. Because this is something the human animal has been doing for millions of years. It's an ancient skill that our ancestors used, and one which we still have today. A simple task for that powerful subconscious of yours. And as you listen to my voice now, allow images to fill your mind. Images that you know and understand. Images that you recognize as images of success. Maybe classic patterns from the past, or perhaps charts that show a perfectly timed bid, or a market that soars like a bird the moment you take your position. Whatever you find yourself imagining is the right thing for you to imagine. Make it truly vivid in your mind, and in whatever way works best for you, so that your subconscious knows exactly what you're requesting. Exactly what automatic language you want to inspire. And you'll know at once when the program is beginning to work at its best. Because the more your mind remembers of what you're listening to here, the more of it that's implanted so deeply into your thoughts that you can follow my words, anticipating every next word. You'll know that your subconscious is beginning also to anticipate the movements in the markets that you study. Your subconscious can only communicate with you in one way, the language of instinctive response. And you already know that instinctive response you've created in your mind. Just make it vivid in your mind one more time. Just find that same signal again. Because when you find that same signal again like that, you can know that your subconscious is communicating with you in the only way it can, by instinct. And later, when you're studying a chart or a pattern, or some other market process as it unfolds minute by minute, step by step, that signal will be a sign that your subconscious has assessed all that you've observed, all that you've considered. It's worked with that language, the language of stocks and shares, of options and CFDs, the rhythmic language of patterns and symbols and signs, of charts and curves, analysis and trends, of stochastics, averages, resistance and support. And it's seen a pattern that works, a trend that is rising, a chance for gain, using the purity of the subconscious mind, that pure, automatic, cool logic, that perfect logic. And that signal will become stronger and more powerful day by day. Each time you hear and interact with this recording, that signal becomes stronger and more reliable day by day. And now it's time for me to bring this session to an end. And if you want to come up from the session now, simply count up to 5 in your mind when you feel quite ready. And when you get to 5, allow your eyes to open and be wide awake, alert, totally aware and invigorated. But if you want to go to sleep now, just allow easy, quiet, comfortable feelings to enter your mind and body. And those easy, quiet, comfortable feelings will allow you to drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep as you just let the music fade into the background.